We're back from recess. Mr. Hayes?
Okay, I'll give you a little update where we're at with some of our work going on. Our chip seal, we lack approximately 11 and a half mile out of about a 60-mile list, so it won't, probably a couple more weeks we should be winding our chip seal down.
I got a question on that before you leave it. And I didn't notice it on the chip seal list because I went back and looked, but in the three-year Corps of Engineers plan, we had KDOT Park chip seal the circle there, and we didn't have it on there, but if we can't meet one of the other qualifications that we had, like for year two, then I think if we could do year three, they would probably give us, go ahead and give us some time on the restroom, the bathroom situation. So if you could work that in, if, I mean, if the weather permitting, you can work that in. I don't know whether you're anywhere close to that area or not.
The loop inside the park itself.
The loop inside the park itself. Is there, is, what about the other one that you see, Mills? Is it?
That one, that one's
paved except for one little piece at the end has never been.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have any problem with that? Because it's in a contract with the Corps, so see if, you, if you're in that, when you bring it back around, if you can get that little, it won't take very much to do that. But
okay.
And I'll send a
call. That's the trade off.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you try to patch it next week or this week?
I don't think there's any accuracy.
Take that stump out down there before you do that and put some base there. There's where they cut that tree down.
For what?
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Patching, we're looking at, we're trying to catch up a bunch of scattered roads that just have maybe one patch here or one patch there. We're looking as the weather holds, 2 to 3 weeks, getting that all completed. Striping, David's crew is working on striping currently, and probably the rest of September it will take to finish up our striping or until it gets paint used up. The bridge that we had during the flood, heavy rains there that hit Hollister area. We had a bridge down there at Bee Creek on Gunnison we had problems with. We have got that one repaired back, rock put back in there. We've got concrete back under the footing cap. The only thing left to do is we've got the guardrail people scheduled to possibly this week or next, I believe. He should be there to put a section of guardrail back up on both sides of the road, and that should complete that.
Now, we seen through an email that the public entity FEMA monies were granted, so that will be turned in with time and effort and everything.
We did. They were down to look at different areas in the county, and we met with them over here with Chris Burns and Melissa and Jim Marys. They were going to go look at different projects, and they did go down there and look at that particular bridge project.
Okay.
So they were going to other areas in the county just to look at what damage that
now is reported. It a private individual's responsibility to take pictures or have them look, or like Brent Chandler's fence that Eva County had a part in putting that fence up and originally, and it took
that,
it out.
That basically would be on the private side. We wouldn't,
I guess that's a question for Chris. Go ahead.
Well, what was approved was public assistance for public entities, correct?
Uh-huh.
Not for private.
Right.
So that's still something that, yes,
well,
they need
right.
to be pursuing.
Right.
We still have three low water structures. We haven't had a chance to get to them yet, but as soon as we get done with chip seal, we'll free up more time where we can get three low water structures repaired.
One of those, which ones are those?
Kentucky Hollow Road has one on it. Wisconsin Road has one on there at Short Creek. And then I have one on Eagle Ridge Road there in Pro-Tem area that we need to actually put one in.
I had a lady talking about the Short Creek one yesterday or 2 days ago. I don't know if you guys have been down there. It's pretty bad.
It's getting pretty sad shape. I mean, we just need to take it totally out and reconstruct.
I don't know how that one looked, but that one's, I went and looked at it. It's pretty bad.
Right. What and one thing I want you to add, and we'll talk about it in the new budget year, is Bull Creek's situation over there. It just deteriorating and deteriorating as far as the amount of gravel and everything. It's almost a straight flush across it. We've got to do something over there of some sort, whether we even widen it to where the public is not at risk of going off, or we guard rail one side, or we pour something in there to where it can hold, but it's I've done there. It's
where are you talking about?
Bull Creek, when we've had so many discussions with about the doctor.
You're talking about where the possibility of putting the big bridge in?
Yes, but the possibility of the big bridge and us going through it, I mean, 9 years we've been talking about trying to get something there for a safety issue. Now we need to do it. Big bridge or improve the little one, because it's a straight shot across it with gravel and rock and everything out on top of it now.
We're talking a big span, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking a lot of money.
Yeah. We had two or three estimates on this. Of course, this was years past, but $900,000 was the cheapest that we come up with on that thing.
The gravel's probably had so many large rains in the last couple of years, and it's moved gravel tremendously. And every little spot such as that, the creek's kind of changed course.
Yeah.
The mountain and flow across the road on the other side above the bridge. We've got the same thing happening down at Tullis Ford.
Yeah.
That gravel pile's immense. It's actually changing, wanting to change course. When it does, it's going to be just a little bit of cost.
And didn't we do some work at you're talking about up here at Tullis Ford? Didn't we do a little work up there?
At the bridge, the gravel pile that's actually growing, it's causing it, is up above that one rank. We can't really go to it. Daryl had the convince to take it out, but he hadn't ever took them out.
Yeah.
But it's creating a problem that's going to rapidly be.
I think give us a bridge report next time on maybe with some pictures and stuff where we can really consider it. I'm not talking about this year's, I'm talking about next year's budget. Don't we have more soft money that we have on the BRO money that we could possibly sell to repair some of these other bridges or use? Or
we've had no less than 10 counties that have asked us if we would sell.
Right.
Probably at a 2-to-1 match, so a 2-to-1 ratio. Yeah.
But they're even saying now that there may be a little more value there than the 2-to-1.
Well, since we've had 10 counties get a hold of us, I'm saying that there probably
is. Yeah.
We've got several structures that are going to need to be looked at in several areas. I mean, Round Mountain is the one you're talking about at Bull Creek. That's the biggest one.
290.
We've got another one at 2. I actually got 2 in the Pro Tem area. Got one in Kirbyville. A couple other structures that are going to need some work on. We were going to start on the road and bridge office today, but we had some metal come in a day sooner than we anticipated, so they changed their plans for the next couple of days. They're going to try to finish the pavilion. Then they'll get started on the road and bridge office here across the street.
Gosh, with that footprint out there, it looks like we just put up a pup tent. It makes it look so small.
Yeah. But it looks good from the road.
I'm currently working on these with Frank Cotty and Nikki on these agreements with the surrounding counties. Haven't got that ready to go yet, but I'll keep you posted where we're at with that.
Randy, let me ask a question on that. Those two, which one of them are we running into any core problems? Any? One of those we are, aren't we?
The one with Boone County, with the Horseshoe Bend Road, that road ends up down on core property. How far they... I don't think we maintain that far, but I don't know, quite a bit of that road would be on core property.
Let's expedite the other two and work with the Corps on that one. Okay. When we, because we get those in three processes, and sometimes one of them will hold up getting the job done on the other two.
I also, I didn't have it on here, but also sent you an email on an update with Bruce Caldwell with the Corps of Engineers on our outgranted roads.
Uh-huh.
Quite a lengthy explanation, but we wanted to send you the email to try to see if we can move forward. I mean,
what would
they had a term?
What about?
Explain what an outgranted road is, Randy.
I know what it is.
For me.
Oh.
Okay. They call it outgranted road, but basically what we've done, all of our county maintained or roads within a document that we created, and there's 68 or 9 roads, I believe, within that.
We're 59. I don't know where we're at now.
I think we're at 60, something like that anyway. We did have a document that, a map document, all of our county roads that lied within the core boundaries or on core property. To have an agreement or a easement, per se, between Taney County and the Corps for those roads that we could maintain, upgrade, or whatever we need to do in agreement between us and them.
They're not county roads. They're just we maintain them through the MOU with the Corps.
Yeah.
And... what I see here, and the way I'll state this, is we have already discussed all this information. We just have another individual that has moved into a position that wants it explained to him. Is that the way you're looking at it?
Yeah, because since we started this process, I think we're working on our third core gentleman. And he's been researching in the Little Rock office any pre-existing lease agreements, and they went back as far as when the lake was initially established, and basically they're at a point they just want to go with the document, if we're okay with it, create the document with that map document that I had as an exhibit that you guys had looked at and agreed upon.
Yeah.
And which has all the roads within our county, within the Bull Shoals Lake area. It's the only roads it's pertaining to. It doesn't pertain to any county roads within Tabor Rock Lake area. It's just mainly Bull Shoals.
This is holding up three projects that we had verbal commitment from the Corps for us to go ahead and do, but we can't do them because they wanted to throw them into this 59 instead of approval of the three. They sat here before us and approved them, but we're afraid to do too much on them because they haven't sent us the paperwork on the 59. And as he said, this is the third person that we've been through with approval process, and the other two groups have approved, Mark Case, John Heiser, and them, they all approved the 59. The next group is had the young guy. I can't think of his name right off the bat, but he was in approval with it. Now this guy's wanting to research and come up with 59 lake access roads that we can keep open and maintain to a point to where the public can get to the lake of Bull Shoals. So that pretty well explains that. And I'm just leaving all that to Randy. He's the one that's in
the... The majority of these roads were roads we have been maintaining. Just about every road in the Bull Shoals Lake area ends at the lake, basically. And most of these we've been maintaining for years. They just wanted a document, basically, stating that we continue to maintain them. That's basically what it is. A couple items I didn't have on here. County auction. Do you gentlemen know if we're going to have a county auction this fall?
I don't know. We've got a couple of different offices that's wanting vehicles. I don't know whether Road and Bridge has anything that they might throw into the mix. I don't haven't even checked with the sheriff's department yet. But
we have, we do have vehicles that we will be selling.
We might need a list of mileage and a report from the mechanics on the how well they would function in these without being stress related to the vehicle. The assessor has requested two of his people to go around in, and then who was the other that requested last week? There's another request for a vehicle. So
coroner.
If we,
huh? Coroner did.
Yeah, the coroner wants something to have available to park in a location to go use at times. So,
do you think that we have enough equipment, miscellaneous stuff, to warrant a county auction this fall?
Right now, I think we're going to have 3 dump trucks in it, a couple other 1-ton vehicles.
Old truck.
A what?
Old truck.
An old truck.
On something like that oil truck, isn't it better off to put it on the state deal and have somebody come and just put a price on it and send it through the, what is it we go through up the Jeff City? Where
surplus
they,
property.
Yeah, surplus property type deal. I mean, who's got the...
Anyway, we can do that.
Purple Wave, online auction.
Yeah, Purple Wave.
Yeah, whatever we can do, because the demand out there for us to have an oil truck at a sale is not going. We're not going to get anything out of it. Where we could put a bid price on it and get the most money for the county.
There's I've noticed over the course of the last 3 or 4 months that through the Missouri Association of Counties, they send out a mass email to all the counties that such and such county has a road grader for sale. Such and such county has this for sale. Such and such county needs such and such. And we get those, we go through them, I discard them because we're not interested in what I've seen anyway.
Right.
But that would be...
I think this oil truck and anything else that would be a specialized piece of equipment would be better off to go through that other than going through a auction, county auction, where a limited amount of people be there.
Randy, would you check with somebody in the sheriff's department and see if they have enough equipment that when all added together, it would warrant us having an auction? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Those are the two main ones, Road and Bridge and the sheriff's department. So.
Okay. Fall cleanup.
Did you already set the one date on the end, or did you?
No. I haven't set a date on fall cleanup. I have on the snow rodeo.
I for some reason, heard through the grapevine. I don't know where, but we'd already set a date on it. It was October the 5th or somewhere along in there. So you haven't done that yet?
No, I was just wanting to make sure you gentlemen were agreeable to have a fall cleanup, because
it's one day, or
it. I would suggest a one day, just on a Saturday this in the fall. We've done 2 days earlier this spring.
Yeah.
How soon in the future are you thinking about?
October, I would think, sometime in October.
What day in October? I mean, is Saturday better than a Monday?
Yeah. Saturday, because everybody's off work generally on Saturday.
If it's going to be better Saturday.
Yeah.
One time we had talked about the first Saturday in October. Now, I don't know whether that works out good or not. That's left up to the boys that's working it. So could you bring us back some feedback on that?
I think we can find enough people to work at whatever day. We just, the public's calling their place.
That's what I guess. October the 5th was...
That's a good
thing. October 5th?
Okay.
We'll do something on the tires. I have trailer load after trailer load coming in. There should be a maximum number, probably 8 to 10. I mean, we're doing this for the public landowner, I guess, correct?
What are we doing right now? What's our policy right now?
$1 per tire.
It's what's it cost us?
Not supposed to be commercial dealers, but I wind up getting, that's where their son's coming from.
So if we do it $1 a tire, maximum of what? 4 tires? 10 tires? You're talking about somebody bringing in 200, right?
Somebody's 2 vehicles in a household.
That one Saturday, that guy brought in 4 gooseneck loads. I think you get them.
All the tires you can get around a goose's neck.
Mm-hmm. That's the one we brought, yeah.
Yeah.
How big a goose?
It's a big goose.
Big goose.
Pretty big goose.
40 foot long.
What's your recommendation?
2, 4, 6.
Maybe that's what we ought
12.
To do. 8?
8 to 10.
But, well, we need to define it to one or the other, right?
Well, if I have a couple of
dozen. If I owned a dually, that's 6 off it. If I had a car or two in my household, that'd be 10.
Yeah.
If I just had a regular car and a regular pickup, that'd be 8.
10? That's limited.
Well, I'm not opposed to limiting it. I just thought 12 might be better in case somebody had a dump truck or.
My Southern will come down with a boat that picked up off the roads and creeks.
Yeah.
Off of cleaning up the areas. You'd have to have some kind of allowance.
Has theirs increased, you know, if over the years, because we've done theirs for years, and they accommodate either a day or two before or a day or two after. They don't try to bring them in the same day as everybody.
We have them the same day now.
You have them bring them so it works out better?
Yeah. I got more men there.
Yeah.
But so they bring them the day of, clean up, you know.
Is that for, you got more men, so unloading and loading? What if they furnish the men to load and unload? Could we take a separate day?
Good.
I mean, I'm just trying to, they try to accommodate. They do so much for the county that I don't want to, I hate to leave them out as far as, because it's been a yearly deal that they've done, that they've tried to accommodate with the county, and I just say, you got to furnish the men to load and unload.
That's up to you guys.
What do you think? They're the only ones that comes every year the same, right? Like that, isn't it? They call
them. Say we had some guy, and I don't know where he said he's bringing him out of a field, his own field. There were several trailer loads of them.
No, that's.
Then he probably put him in there.
Let's do 12 tires, and then do. We'll make the agreement with Southern on what they've done for ever since I've been here, and way before I was commissioner. They make arrangements with you to be here at a certain time, but this year they have to furnish their men to unload and load, so we don't have any labor or anything in it. How's that sound? How's that sound of the commission?
I'm with you. Whatever you say.
All right. That's the way I like it.
That's what I thought. I didn't want to get hit again.
So a 12 power limit?
Yeah.
They still can't blame where you're at all.
No, but I can tell them there. They usually stop in there and then they ask directions where to go.
Snow rodeo, we got scheduled for the 10th. I believe that's a Thursday.
October?
October. Sent out letters to vendors, and we had sent that out about a month and a half prior, or at least long enough to give them time to respond. If they get it early enough, we're still warm enough where it isn't so cold when we try to have them events, whatnot. I know a lot of people are trying to schedule vacation hunting, different things like that, but it's hard to pick a...
What time will that start?
It'll be starting at 8 in the morning with a safety meeting, then at 9 o'clock moving into the events, eat around 11:30 noon.
That's what we're in.
Try to finish up about 2:33.
Okay. That's going to be at the Hilda Barn, right?
Yeah. We discussed a little bit about even trying a different barn, but we just I just don't have enough room to get different people and public in there at the other two locations. And it's crafting us for room even at Hilda right now with our stockpiles of materials. So. What I have left is all needs to be an executive. So.
We have in our agenda notice that we will be going into or may be going into executive session. Is there a motion so to do?
We would go into executive session per section 610.021 subsection 3.
Second.
Motions have been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021 subsection 3. Discussion?
That wasn't the way he said it in the discussion. He stuttered around there.
I didn't stutter around.
All in favor, say aye.
Danny aye.
Ron aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. We'll stand in executive session for the rest of today's business, and then we will adjourn until our next meeting.